This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report. These behemoth tech monopolies are starting to own everything. When Amazon suddenly buys Whole Foods and some hidden part of your psyche suddenly feels a pang of regret for Walmart, you know you're in trouble and that something has gone seriously awry in the world. Walmart was an easy target. They were everywhere. Amazon is everywhere and nowhere at the same time. But having them around the corner at a Whole Foods, even though I don't shop there, makes me uneasy. Are there any limits? Where are the boundaries? Don't get me wrong. I love my Kindle. My neighborhood pet store is so haughty and off-putting that I get my dog food from Amazon as well and save money and time while doing so. I needed a cheap phone for international calls that Google offers, but they are out of them. But Amazon is coming through for me. But Google is also scary. European regulators are about to levy a record fine on them for privileging their own advertisers in their search algorithms. They're in a blood fight over who will control self-driving vehicles with Uber in a battle of the tech titans, although other techies and even legacy car makers are in this race too. I use Google. We have channels on YouTube. Their maps are a godsend to the lost wayfarer. But what do they know about cars? Not that Uber gives any comfort. Their CEO and one of the founders was forced out of the company by his big-time investors, largely because he was out of control. But hey, Uber has been out of control and past the pale in its business practices and disregard for local and national laws and regulations since it began. And they seem unworried until there were too many headlines. Facebook and Google are somehow going to manage the news and police internet postings. Maybe we don't want the government doing that, but are these folks qualified since their priorities are running ad engines? Recently, I read a new book, Twitter and Tear Gas, The Power and Fragility of Network Protest, and it's a good one. The author made the point about the arbitrary and capricious rules of both that have endangered and even jailed organizers and human rights activists around the world. Their policies have both given voices and taken them away with equal impunity. All of this despite the fact that their business is communication. Did I mention the fact that the head of Amazon now also owns the Washington Post and produces TV and movies? The disruptors become the establishment too. Airbnb wants to be more like a hotel. Uber and Lyft want to replace car ownership, buses, and taxis. Amazon wants to automate the grocery business. Despite the branding hype and their own self-promotion, all of this is not in the name of public service, but private profit. If you need any proof, look at the destructive impact that these tech billionaires are having on public education, where they are clueless, yet leading the way in random directions. Increasingly, we're finding out who is in charge, but nobody seems to be on watch, and those that are seem to be sleeping at the switch. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.